When the Catawba River crosses into South Carolina, it becomes the Wateree. So both states must issue a water quality permit before Duke Energy can get a renewed license for its dams. North Carolina gave that approval in November. South Carolina gave it just last month, but has now agreed to hear complaints from the Coastal Conservation League and American Rivers. Coastal Conservation League spokesman Patrick Moore says South Carolina is giving Duke Energy permission to hold back so much water in its reservoirs that it harms wetlands and the short-nosed sturgeon, which is an endangered species.
Duke is asserting that there are no sturgeon below the Wateree Dam, even though there is evidence on the record saying that there are sturgeon there. They can't get past it to spawn. And the other issue is water volume. They need higher flows in the springtime for spawning. And Duke is refusing to provide those higher flows.
Duke Energy spokesman Andy Thompson says the company has done extensive studies and found no sign of the short-nosed sturgeon. Furthermore, he says the amount of water environmental groups want the company to release down the river could be a problem because it would mean lower lake levels.
That would essentially put large water users, for example, communities that pull drinking water out of the lakes, and potential danger of uncovering their water intakes during periods of drought.
Thompson says Duke's proposal strikes a good balance between lake levels and river flow. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control Board will hear both sides of the issue at its next meeting on July 9th. Aluminum company Alcoa also faces a challenge from environmental groups to its water quality certificate on the Yadkin River in North Carolina. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.